Welcome to the debate. Today, we're taking a granular look at the strategic momentum and financial results outlined in IBM's third quarter 2025 earnings remarks. The material certainly suggests a pretty massive acceleration driven by their investments in hybrid cloud and, of course, artificial intelligence.
You're right, and that material really sets the stage for a critical discussion. The central challenge, I think, is figuring out how does IBM's story of AI progress, you know, as reflected in their financials, truly match the broader market view of AI adoption. We really need to look beyond those headline numbers and determine if the growth is, well, structural or perhaps more cyclical.
Exactly. The central question here is whether the operational data fundamentally confirms the company's claim of accelerated strategic leadership and broad-based demand in the enterprise technology market. You know, is this truly a new chapter of AI dominance, or perhaps more savvy execution of a mature business model?
That really is the crux of it, isn't it?
My stance, looking at the data, is that the evidence is pretty overwhelming. The headline results, 7% revenue growth, high profitability, robust AI metrics, these are, to me, clear evidence that IBM's strategy focusing on hybrid cloud and AI is driving superior accelerated execution across the enterprise. I think this acceleration is earned.
I come at it from a slightly different way. While the results are financially strong, and I absolutely agree they demonstrate disciplined execution, I believe a closer examination of the segment performance and, you know, the underlying drivers suggests the acceleration is highly dependent on successful, maybe cyclical product cycles and internal cost efficiencies, rather than purely exponential market leadership in, say, generalized Gen AI adoption. This growth, I'd argue, is borrowed, at least in part, from the past.
Well, the quarter, frankly, knocked it out of the park. It clearly exceeded expectations. Revenue growth accelerated to 7%, the highest in several years. And crucially, every single segment accelerated sequentially. Now, this isn't just a single product success story. It is, I believe, a clear indicator of broad-based demand, validating their hybrid cloud and AI strategy.
Okay, I see why you think that, based on the top line. But let me give you a different perspective. If you really dig into the mechanics of that 7%, I think the underlying drivers raise some structural questions.
Okay, well, let's look at the strategic translation then. Software growth accelerated to 9%, actually exceeding guidance. And perhaps more importantly, the Gen AI book of business shows really strong momentum at over $9.5 billion inception to date. Now, for clarity, that $9.5 billion, it represents committed client spend and bookings for their AI products and services. That feels like tangible external validation of their strategy. Furthermore, AI isn't just driving external demand, it seems to be driving massive internal productivity. The expected annual run rate savings from AI usage was raised significantly to $4.5 billion. That demonstrates transformative operational success.
I agree that the numbers themselves are impressive, sure, but they reflect, I think, successful monetization of their existing footprint, often within a strong, perhaps cyclical, product wave.
How can you suggest that 7% overall growth, and I mean the highest Q3 revenue for that specific segment in two decades, is merely cyclical?
Well, look, directly at the infrastructure segment, it achieved 15% growth, right? This was, let's be honest, heavily driven by the Z17 platform's early success. Now, the Z17 is the latest iteration of the IBM Z mainframe, you know, the mission-critical hardware that runs the world's most sensitive banking and financial transactions. That platform delivered a huge 59% year-over-year jump in its third quarter revenue, the highest in nearly two decades. This exceptional performance from a massive cyclical hardware refresh has, I believe, fundamentally inflated the overall 7% acceleration figure. If you sort of subtract the velocity of that mainframe refresh, the rate of acceleration in other non-cyclical areas looks, well, much more modest.
That's an interesting point, though I would probably frame it differently. I see this as not just a traditional hardware cycle. It's a hardware cycle infused with breakthrough AI capabilities. The momentum is indisputable, fueled by AI products right across the portfolio. Automation, which is a software component tied to AI workflows, was up 22%. And the introduction of advanced generative AI capabilities inside the IBM Z via the Spire Accelerator, available in Q4, demonstrates continuous innovation. Now, Spire allows clients to run massive AI inference workloads directly on the mainframe. This blending of core enterprise strength and AI speed is exactly where they should be competing, I think. And the Grok and Anthropic partnerships? Well, they further highlight competitive positioning that proves the strategic focus is translating into cutting-edge technology.
I'm just not quite convinced by that line of reasoning because it captures the AI value where they're naturally strongest, monetizing their existing captive, high-value client base during what is essentially a necessary upgrade cycle. The 59% growth in IBM Z, it indicates that AI value is being captured primarily through selling new hardware. And we see this borne out, I think, by the fact that transaction processing revenue actually declined 3%. Clients seem to be shifting their spending priorities toward the Z17 hardware itself, which is a major capital investment, let's remember, rather than prioritizing generalized service expansion. It suggests the primary growth lever remains high-margin hardware cycle monetization, which, you know, is a traditional IBM strength, not solely rapid generalized GenAI adoption expanding their market share against, say, cloud competitors.
But that monetization secures mission-critical client systems for the next generation of computing. The Z system is purpose-built for hybrid cloud and AI workloads. This is strategic leadership where it matters most, the largest, most demanding enterprise clients. Okay, let's maybe move to the software segment, which is set to hit approaching double-digit growth expectations for the full year.
Okay. And what does that tell us about the broader health of their hybrid cloud strategy, sort of outside of the mainframe ecosystem?
Well, it tells us the core hybrid cloud components are thriving. OpenShift ARR, that's annual recurring revenue for their platform orchestration tool, is strong at $1.8 billion and growing over 30%. Ansible also saw accelerating growth and market share gains. This is the foundation of enterprise IT adoption, which is supported by strong demand for Watson X and Red Hat AI. This foundation, I believe, proves the acceleration is broad-based in the high-value software areas.
That's a compelling argument, certainly for those products, but have you considered the specifics within Red Hat? This is where I think the claim of broad-based acceleration struggles a bit. We need to acknowledge the weaknesses alongside the strengths. I mean, for a company focused on hybrid cloud leadership, the consulting segment, which is responsible for the massive task of deploying and integrating all this technology, only returned to growth at 2% in the quarter. That number, just 2%, feels like a major weakness for a company touting accelerated, broad-based demand, particularly when, you know, competitors in consulting services are seeing much higher demand driven by AI implementation projects.
Well, consulting margins did hit a three-year high. So while the growth was perhaps softer than we'd ideally like, the profitability does show discipline.
Discipline, yes, I agree, but not necessarily market leadership in adoption speed. Furthermore, within Red Hat itself, while bookings accelerated strongly to about 20%, which is good, the prepared remarks specifically noted a softening in consumption-based services, and RHEL, which is Red Hat Enterprise Linux, you know, the absolute bedrock of their software stack, is trending back towards single-digit growth. That nuance in their core enterprise Linux product, coupled with a full-year expectation for Red Hat growth at the low end of mid-teens, suggests some friction or perhaps maturity in adoption that kind of counteracts the excitement around OpenShift and Ansible. I mean, if the foundation of RHEL is softening, how sustainable is the accelerated growth of the layers built on top of it?
Look, the fact that OpenShift ARR is over $1.8 billion and growing at 30% demonstrates that clients are adopting the strategic hybrid cloud layer they want IBM to own. The RHEL normalization, I think, is somewhat natural following elevated growth periods. But let's maybe shift focus entirely to internal productivity gains, because this, I believe, provides pretty unassailable evidence that their AI technology provides superior value that maybe no competitor can match.
Okay. I'd be interested in how you link those internal productivity gains directly to external market leadership and the strategic narrative they're pushing.
The massive $4.5 billion run rate productivity savings target is absolutely key here. This achievement, driven by the internal client zero approach, it not only creates significant operating leverage driving margin expansion across all segments, but it fundamentally validates IBM's AI technology for enterprise clients. The concept of client zero, It means IBM acts as its own first and largest client, rigorously testing and implementing their AI before offering it publicly. Project Bob, for instance, their internal AI tool for code generation, is used by 8,000 developers, and they're reporting productivity gains averaging 45%. This is powerful, verifiable evidence of real value delivered by their offerings. They are proving that their AI works at scale on the most complex infrastructure, which, you know, gives them instant credibility in the market. It's driving over 1,000 client zero engagements this year alone. This isn't just cost-cutting. This is strategic validation.
I'm sorry, but I just don't quite buy that the $4.5 billion in efficiency savings automatically translates into external AI market dominance. While the margin expansion is undeniably excellent, I mean, we saw 290 basis points of adjusted EBITDA margin expansion, which is great. This substantial profitability reflects perhaps organizational maturity and disciplined execution focused heavily on internal cost efficiency. This disciplined execution might even be masking the slower organic revenue acceleration we noted earlier, particularly if you exclude the Z17 cycle impact. The internal success of Client Zero absolutely shows IBM is excellent at fixing its own pain points, you know, leveraging their deep domain expertise to apply their own technology. But this does not automatically translate to a dominant external market view of AI leadership over competitors, like, say, the hyperscalers, who are also driving massive internal productivity gains through their own proprietary models.
But that internal validation allows them to sell high-margin solutions with proven results, something few competitors can genuinely claim. They are not merely theorizing about AI value, they are executing on it demonstrably.
They're executing brilliantly on internal efficiency, I grant you that. But the market story, the claim of rapid, broad-based AI acceleration, still rests very heavily, in my view, on cyclical hardware monetization and leveraging internal cost levers, not purely on organic, high-growth general AI adoption across the board. The story they are telling seems highly focused on their existing enterprise base, which is, I think, a key distinction from generalized AI market acceleration.
I still maintain that when a company delivers superior financial results, raises guidance for revenue to more than 5% and free cash flow to about $14 billion, and continues to build a substantial, recognized Gen AI book of business, well, the evidence supports strategic success. This performance is proof, I believe, that their focus on AI-infused hybrid cloud is resonating where it matters most, within the high-value, high-commitment enterprise market.
Look, we agree wholeheartedly on the financial success, the discipline, and the impressive margin expansion. The results are indeed positive, no question. However, the underlying drivers, I think, still require caution. Segment growth is strongly influenced by the Z17 hardware cycle and vast internal cost savings. Furthermore, segments that are meant to capture new growth, like consulting and even core Red Hat Linux, show mixed or subdued growth trends. The acceleration story, when you really unpack it, is more complex than simple across-the-board AI-driven momentum.
It is certainly a complex picture, and one that demands rigorous analysis, absolutely. The material provides a clear picture of IBM's execution and internal transformation, and I think it compels the listener to weigh the significance of that cyclical hardware strength and the internal operational validation against the stated momentum of Gen AI and hybrid cloud offerings, and then form their own conclusion about the company's competitive standing.
Indeed. The longevity and perhaps the real value of this acceleration hinge on whether the AI growth moves from being embedded primarily in strong cyclical product cycles to becoming a more generalized organic market expansion driver. The current data suggests a compelling performance, definitely, but one that seems to remain strategically bound to IBM's traditional strengths and those internal efficiencies.
A crucial distinction for our listeners to consider as they analyze the strategic shift. Thank you for this insightful discussion.
My pleasure. Always good to debate these points.